Superman, the Last Son of Krypton. Issue 2, Ally.
What are you doing back here? This area is off limits to visitors.
I'm not a visitor. I'm here to make a withdrawal.
Lady, this ain't a bank.
No, it's not.
That kick broke my ribs. Sound the alarm. We've got an unauthorized intruder.
Give me that.
Oh, God. You crushed it like it was plastic.
I'm not a god, but I'm close. Damn it. Where is he? There! Hello, Metallo.
Huh? Who are you?
My name's Mercy, but you should be more concerned with who I work for.
And who's that?
Lex Luthor.
I ain't impressed.
We don't have time for this. The alarm's still going. More guards will arrive any minute.
I don't know how I can help you, Toots. I was just sitting here in this damn blasting box not doing nothing. So you're the one that's gonna be coming for me.
Would you please shut up? Mr. Luthor has a proposition for you.
So?
How'd you like to get out of here?
All right, I'm listening.
I thought you might.
I think I'm in love.
Well, I am pretty charming.
With Bibbo.
Bibbo?
That man makes a mean burger.
Well, maybe I should ask him how he does it.
If you could cook like that...
What?
It'd be super.
Oh, that was the worst joke ever.
Oh, come on. It was a little funny.
If you say so.
Oh, I do. Just let me grab my coat and we can... Clark?
Mm-hmm.
You kind of drifted off there. You still with me?
Oh, sorry. It's just that...
What?
Shh.
Cat Grant at Stryker's Island, where Metallo has only minutes ago escaped from a specially constructed cell he was returned to earlier in the day. Citizens of downtown Metropolis are advised to be on the alert and to stay in their homes. There will be a press conference in a...
Damn.
What?
Metallo.
He's at Stryker's, right?
Not anymore.
Oh, he broke out already? How'd you know?
The neighbors have the television on. Cat Grant's doing a breaking news report on it as we speak.
Oh, poor Cat. She must get no rest. To say nothing of my big guy in blue.
I'm sorry to have to cut our evening short, Lois.
Don't worry about it.
You're an angel.
Don't I know it. Let me get the window.
No. There's too many people on the street right now. Someone might see. I'll just run up to the roof and go from there. I'll be back as soon as I can, honest.
I knew what I was getting into when I married you, Clark. You just go do what you have to do. Why, Mr. Kent, I do declare your kisses almost make me forget where I am.
Now, why couldn't I have that power?
I'll be waiting for you when you get back.
Get Sector 5 locked down now. We've got to reroute.
Good evening, Lieutenant Leocadio.
Oh, hello, Superman.
I heard about Metallo.
Well, you're too late. He's gone.
I'm aware of that. I just wanted to look over the scene. See if I could figure out how he broke out and where he might have run off to.
Mira, see that huge gaping hole in the wall behind me? My guess is he left that way. So why don't you fly off after him to save the day and let us do our job? The SCU has things well in hand here.
We're on the same side, Lupe. I know how invaluable the Special Crimes Unit is. I just want to help.
He's been a long night. He's not often I have to worry about Metallo twice in one day.
Don't worry about it. When I dropped Metallo off, he was placed in a plastic case inside of a specially designed all-plastic room. He shouldn't have had any metal to make a new body with.
I've been over the security footage, and it seems he was able to absorb one of the security cameras. That's when the footage went dead. From what we can find, he looks like he wormed his way into the prison's central computer and took what he needed to make a new body from there.
But how could he have reached the cameras? They were all outside his cell.
No sé. On the security footage, he was locked down in a plastic case. Then the camera rotated, and before it could rotate back, he absorbed the camera and the footage went dead.
Did any other prisoners escape?
No, Metallo didn't have any time to free them. Apparently he wanted to be long gone before you arrived. Maybe he learned his lesson from his last tangle with you.
I wouldn't count on it. Any injuries?
Several guards were wounded in his escape, and one was killed.
Killed?
See, he sustained extensive blunt trauma to his torso, and his neck was cleanly broken. It almost looked professional.
That's not Metallo.
With all due respect.
No, Metallo might kill if he felt he had to, but he wouldn't stop to break a neck. Especially professionally. I personally doubt he even knows what that word means.
Are you sure?
Trust me, I know him. Someone else was here. The someone who broke him out.
Mira, what are you doing?
Scanning the area with X-ray vision. There's got to be something.
I've got to get back to my investigation. Con permiso.
Of course, Lieutenant. Well, well, what have we here?
You're sure you weren't seen?
You should know me better than that, Mr. Luther. If I were seen, it would implicate you in Metallo's escape, and I would die before I let that happen.
Excellent.
It is my pleasure to serve you, Mr. Luther. Metallo's right through there.
What's the deal, jerk? Your lady friend there says I get to break out and you got some proposal for me. As soon as I get here, we should rip my body apart and stuff me into the glass case. Of course, my body was only made of crappy security cameras at that point. But still.
You should be glad that was all I did to you.
My apologies. You'll have to forgive Mercy. She enjoys her job.
That's for damn sure. That dame's hiding some serious muscle under that suit.
Yes, well, be that as it may, I simply needed to be sure that you and I understand each other.
What's to understand?
Over the years, I've acquired many rare impedimenta, let's call them. To be caught with such items would be most unbecoming a man of my station. If we can agree to terms, I'd be willing to let you liberate a certain Kryptonian battle suit from my collection.
I see. Now what if we don't come to terms?
Then I let Mercy here use you as a chew toy.
All right, Lixie Baby. I'm all ears.
Oh, come on. Where? Here. Crap. Hello?
Hi, Lois. It's me.
Hey, Smallville. How'd it go?
Not well. I've done 15 sweeps of the city, and I can't find Metallo anywhere.
Think he might have left Metropolis?
Honestly, I don't know. But I found something odd.
Really? What?
A footprint in the sand outside of Stryker's.
Just one? How is it connected?
I found it buried under some rubble near where Metallo broke out of Stryker's. One of the prison guards was killed.
But not by Metallo.
Right.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and bet that the footprint wasn't from a police-issued boot.
No, it's not.
Know who it belongs to?
Mercy.
As in Lex's Mercy?
Yes. I've seen it with my x-ray vision several times. I make it a point to memorize things like that.
So what does Mercy want with Metallo?
I don't know, but it can't be good.
I gotta go. Someone's at the door.
Meet me at the planet in 30?
You bet. I love you, Clark.
I love you, Lois. And tell her I said hi, okay?
Her? Her who? I hate that he can tell who's at the door from miles away. Why doesn't he just fly home and answer the door himself? Lana!
Surprise.
Featuring the voice talents of Ryan H. Nelson as Clark Kent and Superman, Susan Bridges as Lois Lane, Daniel Sensenbach as Lex Luthor, Lauren Halle Peabody as Mercy, Clover Watson as Cat Grant and Lupe Leocadio, Kerry O'Quinn as Lana Lang, James Hazelrig as The Guard, and Jeffrey Bridges as Metallo. Written, directed, and produced by Jeffrey Bridges. This production is copyright 2005, Pendant Productions. Superman created by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster. Copyright 2005, DC Comics. For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. To visit the home of Superman on the internet, visit SupermanHomepage.com. Thanks for listening.